Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Lots About Something podcast. This is the podcast where we, the Lots, always talk about something. Thank you so much for allowing us to be a part of your day and your week. My name is Chris, and I'm, of course, joined by my lovely bride, Tina. How are you doing today, Tina?
Doing good.
I passed somebody in the hallway at church last week, and they said, I said, how are you doing? And they said, doing good. Mm-hmm. And I knew they were one of the seven.
Yep.
That was their calling card. That's how you know. That's how the seven talk to each other.
Secret code.
That's their secret code. They're doing good.
Secret code.
Thanks so much for jumping into the podcast today to our seven listeners, seven returning faithful listeners. We're thankful for you guys. If you're brand new, welcome in. Hi. Hello. Greetings. Salutations. Hope everybody has had a great week. Christy, how has your week been? Everything been going good for you?
It's been good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, wonderful. Well, we got some positive feedback last week to kind of switching things up on the podcast. If you're new to the podcast, typically we do a wow, Christy's wow, word of wisdom at the end, but we went wild last week. I mean, it's like we'd lost our minds.
We flipped everything upside down.
And we did the wow first.
Yeah, we flipped it upside down.
We flipped the script,
yep.
As the kids would say. Skirt, skirt, skirt.
Well, I didn't hear any feedback.
Oh.
But I'm glad you did, if you did.
I think I heard one person.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
One is better than none.
What is 1% of the seven listeners that we have? That's got to be substantial, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, they were positive. Maybe two people. Maybe uh-huh. I had two people say something.
Okay.
So I thought that we would do that again.
Oh, we're going to do it again?
Yeah. Are you excited about that?
Yeah.
All right. So why don't you kick us off with a wow word of wisdom today,
okay?
And I'll let you start everything off.
Well, I've been doing devotions in the Bible app for a long time. Well, then I decided I'm gonna start taking notes doing the devotions because I seem to understand better once I write things down.
Okay.
Or at least remember it for the day. You know, I have a hard time remembering anything anyway. So I've been doing this marriage app by myself just to do it.
That sounds really bad when you say it that way.
Well,
when you say it that way, it sounds really bad. I've been doing this marriage thing by myself.
All right. So you want me to tell you why?
Sure.
All right. So I've invited you to do devotions with me.
You've
on the
not
Bible.
Invited me to do this?
I have not done it lately because every time I would invite you, you never accept.
I don't know where you're inviting me.
On the Bible app. I ask you to join my devotion to do it with me, but you don't accept it. So I decided, well, I'll just do it by myself because I always need to work on my part of the marriage.
Yeah.
So I'll just do it by myself and help us out a little bit.
Well, in all fairness to me in this conversation, I don't really look at the Bible app that much, if I'm really honest about it. It's not because I don't read the Bible, but I just decided that when I read the Bible, I need to read a physical copy of the Bible. I retain and understand that better for whatever reason. Maybe that makes me an old person. I don't know. And so if you're sending me things on the Bible app, I'm not getting them.
Well, I hadn't done it in a long time because when I would do it with you and you wouldn't, or you would, it's one time you did accept it, but you never did it. And so I was like, I'm not going to do that anymore.
I hurt your feelings?
No. I'll just do it by myself. Help me learn.
This is not sounding good for me. I don't know that I like the way this wow is starting off.
It has nothing to do with you. Okay. I just do devotions. Normally,
you work on the marriage by yourself and I do nothing. That's basically what I'm hearing right now.
No, I need to be a good wife too. So sometimes I get little nuggets on what I can do.
Okay.
That work on me.
I like that better.
Ain't got nothing to do with you.
I like less let's pretend like that first statement didn't happen, and that's what you said is, I'm just trying to be a better wife.
I'm sure I'm not the only wife out there that has sent stuff for the husband to do, and then the husband doesn't do it. I mean, it's nothing to do with that.
Okay, all right.
You probably send me stuff, and I don't do what I'm supposed to do, because I may not know how to do it anyway.
But okay.
Anyway. We sure we want to keep going on
I'm
with
ready.
Well?
No, this is good. I'm feeling good about
it's
this.
It's not really an attack on you. I was just saying that's what I've been doing.
I'm not taking it personal.
I feel like you are.
I'm okay. All right. I'm not.
All right. So we're going to start off with in Ephesians 5:33. So again, I say, each man must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband. And that was just the scripture that was in my yesterday's devotion. And so I thought it was good for me to write that down.
Are you saying that because I don't love you? Is that why you gave us that verse?
No.
I'm just kidding. I am totally
more
kidding.
More than anything, I took it out that the wife must respect her husband. That's okay. The part that I took out of it.
Okay.
But it also says that the man should love his wife as he loves himself. And so
I think that's a great verse. And I want to talk about the respect part of that, because that's kind of what you brought out when we were talking about it earlier. That was the part of that verse that you kind of brought to light that you wanted to bring up. Excuse me. But I think this is important. And it's the first part of that where husbands love your wives as Christ loved the church. So many people, I have heard over the years, so many people twist this scripture to make it be about wives respecting their husbands. And I think that is important. But the commandment first is for husbands to love their wives. How? The way that Christ loved the church. How did Christ love the church? He gave his life for it. He gave up himself for the church. And so you cannot miss this part of the marriage scripture, you cannot miss this part of the scripture when you're talking about marriage, because husbands a lot of times want to say, well, the Bible says to respect your husband. Well, yeah, but it also says that men need to give up themselves to love their wives in return. And so I think before you ever get to that, men have to understand their role in this scripture is we give up ourselves. And I am guilty. I'm sure husband and wives are both guilty of wanting to get their way, you know, have their way, do what they want to do. But if we're really operating in this scripture, before you can ever really respect or get respect or be respected, you first have to love the way that Jesus loved. And that was, he gave himself. It wasn't about him. Jesus came and walked the earth, not of his will, not of what he want. He was always about the purpose of the Father. That's why 1 John 2:6, it's a whole different scripture, but it says, whoever claims to live in him must walk as Jesus did. How did Jesus walk? He walked perfect. But that's not the part of the verse that matters. The part of the verse that matters is, it was the heart of Jesus, which was to please the Father. And so for us, in really any relationship, but we're talking about the marriage part of that right now, in any relationship, to be respected has to first come from love, true respect. Now, I can say I respect you because of a position or because of a role that you have. Really, that's probably more honor than it is respect. I can honor a role. I don't have to like someone, but I can respect them. I can honor them. But for true respect to take place, for it not to just be out of obligation, it starts with the love part. To love that person, give yourself to that person, serve that person, put that person's needs in front of yourself. And that's so important, and you cannot miss that, because without that, it's just respect is just obligation. But true respect, which we're going to talk about here in a minute, true respect is born out of the first thing happening, love. It sacrifice, serving, giving yourself for the other person.
Mm-hmm. And I think if you feel love too, then it's easier to show respect.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you never feel loved or appreciated or partnering together, then it's probably tough to be respected sometimes.
I asked the question to Google, the great theologian Google. Do you know Google?
Mm-hmm. I can use Google.
You're a big fan of Google, aren't
they
you?
They say not everything you see on Google is real, but it helps me out every time I get on it.
I asked Google, how do you show respect to others? I think first we need to understand what respect is. Respect is, to be honest, I think people confuse respect and honor with each other. I think they can go hand in hand, but you can honor someone, you can respect and honor someone that you don't like. I think they're very similar, but honor is positional. Respecting someone is more individual. So, you know, for example, I honor our president. I would respect him if I knew him, but I don't. But I honor him because of the role he has. I may not always, I don't always agree with his politics, but I don't have to agree to honor my boss. Now, I love my boss. He's my greatest friend. But truth be told, we don't always agree. There's a lot of things that that we do or that are decided that weren't necessarily my idea or it wasn't my original idea. I can honor that because he's my pastor and he's my boss. I can honor him, but because of who he is, that's why I respect him. Mm-hmm. I respect how he feels. I respect not just his position, but I respect who he is as a person. And so respect is individual, where honor can often be positional.
Yeah, makes sense.
So I asked Google the question, how do you how do you respect someone? And I got a couple answers. Tell me what you think about this. Tell me if you think that these things show respect, okay? The first one is practice active listening. Mm-hmm. Are you a good listener?
I think I listen good.
Okay.
When it's interesting.
Okay.
I have a hard time listening when it's boring.
Okay. Do you think I am a good listener?
No. I don't think you are.
What's that? I didn't hear you. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm not a good listener. It's not a strong suit of mine. Matter of fact, I think we've told this story before. I listen so poorly that you often will stand around me when people are talking to me, and then you'll be like, do you know what they said? And I have no idea. You'll be like, they just told you that their aunt passed away, and you said, oh, that's so great.
Yeah. Yeah, you sometimes do not listen at all.
Yeah. Another thing that I'm really guilty of, Pastor Evan, our children's pastor, and I were talking about this either this week or last week, is I also have a hard time listening because while someone is talking, I'm already formulating my response. And so I make a response off of something that was originally stated, and I never got the context to why it was being stated. And so I respond to something that I don't really have a full story to. I am guilty of that as well.
I think if you're listening, let the person finish what they're saying.
Yeah.
Then respond, because then that's, to me, a sign of respect that you're allowing them to at least finish what they're saying before you go mess up their dreams or whatever.
Active listening is use eye contact. So look at the person while they're talking. Not in a creepy way, though. Mm-hmm. Not like, I don't know if y'all can see me on Spotify right now, but just not like that. But eye contact, look at them. Don't be on your phone.
But you know, you can
ask questions.
You can be looking somebody square in the face.
That's true.
And not be paying one lick of attention to what they're saying, though.
That's why I'm tricky. I'm a tricky listener. I may not be active, but I'm sneaky.
Yeah. So.
And then summarize what's being said, which is kind of weird. All right. Next one's look for common ground. So I may not agree with the person, but I can look for common ground. I think Pastor Wesley is a really great example of this. You and Pastor Wesley agree more about things than he and I agree about things. And Jessica and I, his wife Jessica and I, we often agree on things. Jessica's working at the church now. I love that because she often agrees with me. And I love that.
Oh, good.
But here's the thing about Pastor Wesley that is my, for him specifically, and I just use this as an example. I love him dearly, but we do disagree often. We have different personalities, way different personality types, different outlooks and perspectives, which make us work, I think, well together because we kind of, we see both sides of the bottle. But I also know that even though I may not disagree on this, I know who he is as a person. Mm-hmm. And so my common ground with him is not so much what's being stated in that moment. It's who I know that he is as an individual. Mm-hmm. You know, he's very kind. He's very generous. He's very loving. Now, sometimes he'll say something. I'm like, well, I think that's dumb. I disagree with that 1,000%. But it does not change the way I feel about him. Now, if he doesn't agree with me, it may frustrate me. But there's common ground. So I'm not that thing. I don't show disrespect to him because we have a disagreement. It's because I understand who he is as an individual. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't really know if that really applies to this, but that's what I thought of. All right. Number three, how do you show respect? Seek to understand them. Have a, not just hear them, but understand them. What's their perspective? Mm-hmm. Any thought about that?
No, I mean, I think that's true. I think if you understand where the person's coming from, then it helps to maybe have a better conversation about it or, you know, get on the same page as them, at least to understand what they're thinking.
Now, here's something I think that you will say that you have a difficult time with. Show empathy for differences. You have stated of yourself, not of me, but you've come to this conclusion yourself that you are not empathetic or sympathetic. You have no uthies at all. No sympathy and no empathy.
I want to be.
Okay, you want to be a thee, but you are not.
But it's hard. It is a very. It's very hard for me to be empathetic.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know.
You just don't like people at all?
I don't know if it's just a shield up or a guard up, you know, that I just can compartmentalize my feelings or emotions towards a certain situation and I can have no feeling at all.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Like when the girls get hurt or something, I've said this before, I want to be empathetic, but I don't know if it's just a insecurity of mine that I need to be strong and focused on the point at hand, you know, instead of being all in my feels, crying or whatever that something bad's happening or whatever. I don't know.
Okay.
You're way more empathetic and sympathetic to me, to others, than I am, which we've said that before. That's not a surprise to our 7 listeners out there.
I think sometimes you have to ask the question, and in all fairness, this is something that I am currently working on. Like this subject right here is something that I'm currently working on internally. I think sometimes you got to ask the question, why do you think that? Tell me why you feel that way. Because I've been way too guilty of somebody say something and I just blast them. Be like, well, that's dumb. Mm-hmm. But I would say in recent months, even, I have tried to be more, tell me why you think that. Explain that to me. Help me understand what it is that you're thinking, trying to get a more well-rounded thought process of what someone else is feeling or thinking.
Well, you know, I think too, at church, when people tell me things, maybe I'm afraid I'm going to say the wrong thing because everybody wants you to say the right thing. So I listen and try to give good advice as far as what they may need to hear, you know? And so being insecure of saying the wrong thing, maybe I just don't feel anything. I don't know.
I get that. You know, I think church itself can be a place that seems like it is a place of perfection. Like the people should know what they're doing. But if somebody feels that way about church, they don't really understand church at all. Because church is not a place of perfection. It's a place of imperfection. It's just a place where a whole bunch of imperfect people are gathering together. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the biggest mistakes that people make about church in general, is they're expecting to walk in and someone's got all the answers. And the reality is, it's just a bunch of people trying to figure it out as much as you are. Mm-hmm. And so you just gather together, churches gathering together, trying to figure it out together, seeking and worshiping the Lord together. And so anyway, that's a different different subject altogether. So we're talking about ways to respect others. We kind of got bogged down in the first couple. Serve someone else. We talked about that. Mm-hmm. Serving them. Apologize when you're wrong. I feel like I do a decent job of apologizing if I feel like I'm wrong. And even if I don't feel like I'm wrong, I'm okay with apologizing that I have hurt you or made you feel upset. Because I don't know that I ever, I can't think of a time that I have ever intentionally wanted to make someone mad. Now, I do make people mad at work. I make people mad at my house. And sometimes I'm wrong. And if I'm wrong, I will say, hey, I'm wrong. I blew it. I messed up. But if I don't think I'm wrong, I will also come and say, hey, I am sorry that this conversation made you feel this way. I don't think I was wrong, but I love you, and I hate that it affected you like that. And so I don't mind doing that. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about apologies?
Listen, I've been working on it.
I just asked how you felt about it.
Sometimes it's hard for me to apologize, but I have been working on it. It may take me a day or two to sit there and realize maybe I was in the wrong or I shouldn't have said what I said.
Yeah.
So I'm a work in progress when it comes to apologizing.
I'm a quick apologizer because I don't want to sit there and think about it and feel bad about it. So if I realize that I need to apologize, I'll go ahead and say it. If you're waiting 3 or 4 days and I hadn't apologized, I'm probably not sorry.
That's good to know.
Yeah. If it's like a 3 or 4 day deal and I still haven't said I'm sorry, well, it's likely I'm not.
We hardly go the next day without one of us apologizing to the other.
Yeah.
We don't stay mad too long with each other.
Yeah. Okay. Be polite. Just be nice. Be polite to people. I think sometimes that's a great way to just show respect. You don't have to be a jerk. Just be polite. Mm-hmm. Be nice. Be kind to someone. Mm-hmm. Show gratitude. Thank you. Mm-hmm. This right here, speaking of Pastor Wesley, I didn't mean to make this whole thing about him. This is a big thing for him. Like he's very kind. He's very generous. He's very loyal. But he also, man, this is a big deal for him, is gratitude. Just a simple, hey, thank you. I love you. You know, it's a sign of respect. It shows value. It does show respect. You know, somebody like Pastor Wesley, who's literally willing to do anything for you. If I called him right now and I said, hey, I need something, I have no doubt that if it were in his ability, he would stop whatever he was doing and try to help me. I have no doubt about that. Mm-hmm. But in the same way, as a sign of respect, is thank you. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. To a wife, thank you. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for what you do around the house. It's understanding, you know, that what you do is valuable and important. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. To the husband, thank you for providing. Thank you for going to work. Do I do that because I want to thank you? Or no, but gratitude is nice. Mm-hmm. A thank you is nice. And sometimes people will be tough and they're like, oh, you don't have to say that. It don't matter what their response is. That thank you means a lot to people, mm-hmm. regardless of what they say back. Oh, yeah, you don't have to give me a thank you. I ain't worried about a thank you. It still means something to somebody.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Celebrate achievements. So things that happen, celebrate them. Affirm the other person. You know, encourage them. You're good enough. You're strong enough. And doggone it, people like you. You remember that Saturday Night Live skit?
No, I don't.
You don't remember?
Uh-uh.
The guy stood in the mirror and he said, you're good enough, you're smart enough, and doggone it, people like you. No?
Do you remember who the actor was?
I want to say that the character's name was Stuart Smalley. I can't remember. If I saw the actor, I would remember, but I can't remember his name.
No, right I now. Don't know.
Offer support. I'm not a very good supporter. I don't think. I think that's a problem that I have. Mm-hmm. Is like, I don't like to help people.
That sounds so nice.
I know that sounds bad, but Like, I know that's true. Like, I like the supporting and helping people, that's not a natural thing for me. Like, for you, you don't necessarily like to apologize, but you will. I don't necessarily like to help people, but I will.
But you know, and I'm opposite that.
Yeah, you love to help people.
I lend a hand.
You love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll come help you move stuff. I'll come do stuff for you. I'm like, hey, no, nah, bro.
Yeah. So.
All right.
And that's why we're together.
That is, because we're a good team.
Yep.
Keep your promises. If you say you're going to do something, do it. And then take care of yourself. Take care of yourself is the last one on this list. So, respect. I think you know, we kind of got into that, but respect is it's a big thing. And I think if we respected people better, then there'd be more harmony, there'd be more love, there'd be more Christ-likeness. I think another way really to say respect is, even though this list wasn't necessarily a biblical list, as Christians, we should be doing the things on this list anyway. Mm-hmm. These are Christian things. These are biblical things. These are, as disciples of Christ, these are things that we should be doing anyway. I do want to give one more disclaimer, though. I can respect someone and disagree with them in the same way, in the same sense. And I think we've come to a place in our culture where people think, well, if you don't agree with me, you disrespect me. Mm-hmm. I don't agree with that at all. Mm-hmm. I can disagree with you and the way you live and the choices that you make. And in the same way, I can still respect you. And I don't think people should be put in the box that thinks, well, if you don't agree with me, you disrespect me. No, I just don't agree with you.
I think that comes back to the self, even back to the scripture, you know, love your wife as you love yourself and let your wife respect you. A lot of people want what you want. You know, they're what they want.
Yeah.
And so,
well, what people
then they feel disrespected because they're so involved with self that if you don't agree with what I'm saying, then
no, that's great.
You know what I mean?
That's a great way to say that. Mm-hmm. People often are not looking for respect. They're looking for validation. Mm-hmm. And if they don't get validation, they call it disrespect. Mm-hmm. It's not disrespect. I have a set of values that I live by. You can have a different set of values. I don't necessarily agree with them, mm-hmm. but that doesn't mean I disrespect you. It means that we have a different set of values mm-hmm. that we live by. So anyway, I want to just say that about respect. Okay. All right, Tina, give us what's new. What you got new this week? What's been popping and locking? What's been happening in your world this week? You got anything?
Well, I hunkered down for a hurricane.
Yeah, man, that was a big deal.
We hunkered down. We got some rain from her.
Idalia. That's the way we say it in the South.
That's not the way they pronounce it on the Weather Channel.
In the Weather Channel, they said Idalia.
Yeah.
But that ain't how we say it in the South, bro. Idalia.
Rhymes with Idalia. That is so correct.
Like the onions.
Yes. That's how we called her here. Come on, Idalia. Bring us some rain. So yeah. We hunkered down for that.
Yeah.
Emma got out of school 2 hours early because of that. Took the whole next day off thinking, going to get some rain.
We canceled church because of the weather.
She got out of school, took the whole day off Thursday. Sunny, the prettiest day of the year, I think. It was sunny. The ground was dry. But Aiken County closed school for a
Shut
sunny
it down,
day.
Bro.
Yeah, but that's okay. I enjoyed the day off. We needed it.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Also, Tina, we talked about football. Last mm-hmm. week, football season kicked off.
Mm-hmm.
I watched two games Saturday. First one was I watched Colorado and TCU,
mm-hmm.
Deion Sanders' team. I was pleasantly pleased with that game. Enjoyed it. Watched pretty much the whole game.
I enjoyed it too. Once you told me who was the coach,
yeah.
Once I know something about it, then it's an enjoyable one. Then I rooted for the team that was on the opposite of my fantasy football league.
Yeah, we did a college pick'em with the church staff where you mm-hmm. go through and pick, they have 10 teams and you pick which one's going to win. I picked TCU, you picked TCU. Everybody except for two people picked it on our list.
I'm in so many leagues right now, I don't know what I'm doing. 1 minute I'm choosing a team.
Yeah.
The next minute, I'm choosing a person.
Well, that's what I was going to say next is today after church, we went and ate lunch with Pastor Stephen and Karina. That's our student pastors. Mm-hmm. We went and ate lunch with them, and y'all had a fantasy draft. So your fantasy football team, your draft happened while we were at lunch. Mm-hmm. Lily's playing, Karina's playing, you're playing. We were all at the table picking teams. And
this is how much we know. We were like, I don't even know that. So quarterback, I knew what a quarterback was. Then we had RB. Me and Lily were saying, do we need an RB?
Yeah.
Or a YR? I mean, WR? We didn't even know what we were doing. We were just looking for like high numbers.
Yeah.
At the top of the list before somebody else was taking it, and then we were taking it.
My favorite part was when you asked what position RK was. Mm-hmm. I said, RK? And you're like, is that the right kicker? I was like, what? And I looked at your phone. I think maybe Steven looked at it, and he said, that's the rank.
Yeah, I didn't know what
that's
I was looking
at. That's the ranking of the player. It's not even a position.
Hey, it's not. No shame here. I still don't quite know what I was doing.
Hey, but you got a squad, don't you?
I got it. And I don't have to pick them again.
Yep. You just swap them out. You do trades.
Yeah, I don't know about all
that. You have to manage injuries, all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah, that will not be happening on Tina's Tacklers.
Yeah, Tina's Tacklers is set. But the pick'ems now, every week you just pick who you think is going to win. So that's easier to me. The pick'ems are way easier.
Yeah, but we did so many, I thought I'd done the whole season.
Yeah, that was funny. We did 1 week, and you were like, we have to do this every week? I thought this was for the whole season.
I thought I was done. And you're like,
No. We do it. This is every week. We do it again.
But now that I know who Colorado's coach is.
Yeah.
I know who to choose.
Speaking of that, the second game that I watched was the Gamecocks. It did not turn out as well. Mm-mm. Matter of fact, I felt it in my gut that we were in trouble. Because we got the ball first, and the first play, lost yards. Second play, lost yards. Listen, third play, incomplete pass. I thought,
I'm not really into a whole lot of football, but I will put my Carolina shirt on, and I'll sit in the living room and root for them, you know. Unless they're playing Clemson, then I get kind of excited about it. But time that they kicked that ball,
it was rough.
It was like they were in fast-forward mode, and I'm like, man, they're playing so fast. And you're like, I don't know what you said.
Well, North Carolina, they were trying to do an up-tempo.
Oh,
North Carolina scored, and then Carolina came back and scored. And I thought, okay, and just, you know, new season jitters, getting them out. After that, it was downhill, bro. It got worse.
But the upside to having the football game is I cooked.
We did have game food.
Game food, so.
We've not done that in a couple of years. We were so hyped for the season.
But if you ever come over to my house for game food, I normally cook 2 hours before the game, and we've already eaten all the appetizers before the game's even started.
That is true. The game started at 7:30, and you had all the game food done at like 4:30.
But you know, listeners, we eat dinner at 4 or 5 in the afternoon, so it was perfect time for me put it in the oven and, you know, eat when want to. And then if you wanted something else afterwards,
yeah,
you know, you're welcome.
I ate all my game food before the game, but I had cookies, and so that's what I ate. I ate a couple cookies during the game.
Yeah.
So anyway, what else? What else you have this new? Anything else, Tina? Nothing else you can think of? Okay. I got something else for us.
Oh, okay.
It's fall. It's fall, y'all. Have you put your It's Fall, Y'all sign out?
It doesn't say fall, y'all.
What does it say? Doesn't it just say fall?
A happy fall.
Happy fall? Have you put that out yet?
No. It's still we're hot outside. What's in the house doesn't reflect what's outside. The heat.
Okay, so we've already decorated our house for fall.
So I've got fall stuff up, but there's a reason for that.
What is that?
I have to put my fall stuff up late October, August, early September, because by October, pumpkins are ready to go down and trees are ready to come up. We've already talked about that.
Listen,
we ain't even going about that today. So yeah. My fall stuff is out except for the sign.
Okay.
Nobody's got to know what's inside the house.
You know it's fall because pumpkin spice stuff is out.
Mm-hmm.
Emma, so one of the things about Emma, she loves Starbucks. And mm-hmm. so every, can't do it every week, but every now and then we'll stop at Starbucks and pick her up something.
She could do it every week.
She could do it every
she
week.
She could do it every day.
She's got no problem doing it every day.
She's a bougie little girl.
We went through the Starbucks line to get the little drink that she likes, mm-hmm. and she, and they had a sign up that said they're out of pumpkin.
Yeah, can you believe
so
that?
So pumpkin spice is a big deal. We're not necessarily huge pumpkin people. I like pumpkin things. We talked about the pumpkin cookies the other day that were really good that Madeline Pena made. Mm-hmm. I like pumpkin pie. I like, you know, so I don't mind things that are pumpkin. But I found something called the weirdest pumpkin spice products of 2023. You see, pumpkin is not just for drinks, but there's a lot of different pumpkin related items. And I have a list of the weirdest items that are out right now.
Okay. Do you like roasted pumpkin seeds?
I've had them before. They're not bad.
People eat them.
Yeah. I don't mind them. I've had them before.
I don't like them, but.
Yeah, I don't mind them. All right. Here we go. We don't have a dog, but for all of our pet friends out there, how about pumpkin spice dog brew? Pumpkin spice dog brew.
The dogs get to
drink. It's an alcohol-free drink for dogs made with pumpkin, cinnamon, ginger, water, and turmeric. What do you think about that?
Some of our dog lovers out there are probably wanting to go get them some pumpkin stuff right now.
So you think because we just mentioned it, somebody's people are going to go out and go get some pumpkin and dog beer?
Let them have some dog pumpkin drink.
All right. What about this? How about Hefty's cinnamon pumpkin spice trash bags?
I think that sounds gross.
Ultra strong, Tina.
I think that sounds so gross.
So you wouldn't want to get a pumpkin spice? Now, we do have trash bags that smell. We have like Febreze trash bags. They smell when you open them.
Right now, I got Clorox trash bags. Okay. Because I feel like they're clean.
Okay. All right. All right. Okay. All right. Here we go. More doggy treats for. How about Krispy Kreme pumpkin PUPKIN spice doggy donuts?
Okay.
So little donuts for dogs, okay. Called pumpkin. Spice doggy donuts.
It's catchy.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. All right. Here's the one. Here we go. A pumpkin spice body wash. You want to lather yourself up with some pumpkin spice?
I don't want to smell like a pumpkin. Would you?
I don't know. Maybe. If you liked pumpkin... I would want to lather myself up with pumpkin.
If you're going to go ahead and put that on your mouth, paint your body orange and walk around.
Let's go! Tina, if you liked pumpkin, I would definitely want to lather myself up with as much pumpkin spice as I could get.
Okay.
All right. Here's the one that I really wanted to show you, though. This is the one that I went and found the list for. Okay? So there's a company called Dude Wipes. All right? D-U, like dude wipes. They make toilet wipes.
Okay.
They've come out with a new scent for their dude wipes, and it's called Dumpkin Spice Wipes.
Oh, my goodness. Stupid.
This is the reason I found this list is because I'd heard this.
Where did you hear that?
I heard it on the Kid Craddock show. And so I wanted to tell you about it. I've been saving it for you. But Dumpkin, D-U-M-P-K-I-N, Spice Wipes from Dude Wipes. You can get them on Amazon for $14.99.
Why?
I think we should get a pack and
Why
try them.
Would you want to do that?
Because you need your... It's the same reason we need a bidet. You want your... back area
to smell like pumpkin.
Maybe it's better than the alternative, Tina.
I don't know. Together, that sounds yucky to me.
You don't think that's a good combination?
No, I don't. But that's pretty genius, there, Dude right. Whites.
So we got some new pumpkin spice products out that we need to try. I'm going to try to get some of those Dumpkin spice wipes from Dude Wipes.
It does say if you use, please do not flush them. Is what it says. You know you're going to flush them and clog the toilet. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
So.
All right. Well, there we go, Tina.
You don't have anything new going on?
I just told you, Dumpkin wipes. We're gonna order them.
That's what's
them.
Going on in your life.
That's what's new for me is we're getting Dumpkin wipes.
And that's some it. And some pupkin
donuts donut from Krispy
Y'all need
Kreme.
To take your dogs this week and get them some pupkins.
Yeah, a lot of doggy treats, Krispy Kreme and no
puppy
alcohol
beer.
Puppy beer.
How heart bad would it be to feed your puppy beer?
Hey, they got it.
They say it's non-alcoholic, though. But, you know, a puppy, you don't want to give a puppy.
You see Humphrey out there just tipping back. Evan and Becca got Humphrey back there with some pumpkin beer.
And popping some pumpkin donuts at him.
Pumpkin donuts at him. But Humphrey's going to be living his best life. He's like, I love it here. I love fall. Oh, man.
Fun.
All right, guys. Well, hey, thanks so much for hanging out with us. We appreciate you you checking out the podcast today. If you made it this far, thank you. We appreciate it. We love you. We love to connect with you as well. You can do that by hitting the follow button on whatever platform you are listening on, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. You can also watch us on Spotify. And it's not ready yet, but you can also follow us over on YouTube, Lots About Something Podcast, or Instagram, Lots About Something Podcast. We posted posted a couple clips this week from the podcast. So
you seem to get more responses on Facebook than you do Instagram, huh?
Yeah, we do. Mm-hmm. We do get more feedback on Facebook because when I post it on Instagram, it automatically posts to my Facebook page.
Oh, yeah.
As well. So it does both.
So it's seeing both sides of the... Yeah. A lot of older people are on Facebook, too.
Shout out. That's our seven right there.
We got more than seven on Facebook.
Okay.
Or we got little viewers. They may not watch the podcast, but they do watch
the clips.
They love the reels. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's because we like reels.
There we go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, guys, we appreciate so much you being with us. We love you. And I hope you have a wonderful week.
Labor Day.
Enjoy. Hopefully you get a little bit of time off. If you don't, hopefully you'll get some good rest and get to go home early. Regardless, hope you have a wonderful week. Thank you for hanging out with us. Man, send somebody our way. Invite them. Share the podcast. Let them know about it if you have a good time hanging out with us. And
hit that subscribe button on the YouTube page.
There you go.
I know that from YouTube. Hit the subscribe button.
This is the beginning of Tina's YouTube career right here.
All our followers, hit the subscribe button that I'm going to put down right here.
Yeah, there won't be a button, but you just pretend like it.
Yeah, just pretend my button's there when I point
it. And eventually when this episode does make it to the YouTube page, we won't have a button there either. So don't click that button. All right. Hey, we love you. Hope you have a wonderful week. Until next time, guys.
See ya.
Bye. Y'all have a great one.